Time for part two with Chris from Caddisshack Guide Service, continued from our last outdoor report earlier this hour. Well, Chris, what have you been seeing for river levels? I mean, we talked a little bit about the fact that the rivers are healthy because there's been so much water. What are you seeing for river levels right now, CFS-wise, and river temps?
Well, river temps right now. So I was out the day before yesterday. I've taken the last 2 days just to spend some time with my family. My wife, you know, she doesn't get to see me this time of year too often because I'm on the river all the time. So what you're seeing on the Escanaba, for example, 2 days ago was 1,360, okay? And that's in the lower tailwater section below Boney. A lot of people will still say that's high, but it's still very manageable. For me, I waded the upper river. I came down into the lower river. Yes, the water's pushing a little bit, but still very manageable. And we were seeing a water temperature of 59 degrees on the Escanaba. Now, that was 2 days ago. We had bright sun yesterday. We have bright sun today. These water levels are going to push into the mid-60s. So you should be seeing between 62 and 65 degrees, which is absolutely perfect prime. So with the water levels at that 1,200 CFS, 1,300 CFS mark, with low 60s to mid-60s water temperature and the bug hatch, that river is in absolutely 100% perfect shape. On my smaller brook trout tributaries and tributaries of some other rivers, the water levels are very, very manageable. And in some of these brook trout streams, we're seeing water temperatures in the mid-50s. So for a brook trout, that is spectacular. Yeah. I can't say. I get so excited when I see these conditions because the rivers are in 100% perfect health right now. Plenty of food, good water flows, very healthy temperatures. It is absolutely perfect.
Well, I can't wait. I'll be out there tonight, tomorrow night, all weekend, basically, before I head south to the Asabo for the hex hatch.
God.
And, man,
God bless you. It's going to be a fantastic weekend. And anybody who's contemplating getting out there and thinking, well, is the conditions right? Is the water right? Can I get off? Make every excuse to get on the water because everything is perfect, Adam.
Chris, I totally agree with you. I will say one thing. There are going to be some areas that are still going to be very high right now for water levels. Not as high as they were 4 days ago, but still a little bit dangerous. So please be careful out there, kids.
There's no doubt about it. You know what? Those of us that like to get out and get in waders, you know, take some common, simple thought process here. Put a wader belt on and don't get out in a river, especially in the twilight hours or at night that you're not familiar with. Just some simple precautions to take to make sure that any trip you go on is perfect because everything is perfect right now. Just practice a little common sense, right?
Right, right. You got that right. Chris, I really appreciate your time today.
Hey, have a great day. Have a fantastic weekend. And like I said, anybody thinking about getting out there, run for it because everything is perfect.
Right on. Chris from Caddisshack Guide Service, you can find him at his day job at Hilltop. So if you need an RV or camper, make sure you get there as well. And we'll catch you again soon, bud.
Okay, see you later, Adam.
This is The Outdoor Show.